Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Milan Jurkovic on a special edition of New Life Live. I'm glad you're with us here today.
I find myself constantly trying to take care of everything for my husband.
I'm in a marriage. I just got married 3 months ago, and it's a complete disaster.
I feel like my life is nothing but a rut.
Well, that's good news, because a rut has two open ends. A grave has the ends already filled in.
Boundaries don't have to have timelines. You just simply say, when this behavior ceases, when you get into therapy, when you do the following things, then we will talk.
God's whole program is, when we've been trying it one way, then we try it His way.
Play therapy or drawing, art therapy, that works really well
with
children.
Time.
That's what your 30 days of celibacy has brought to light, is that, okay, you can manage this, but boy, he can't.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, and joining me in the studio in Laguna Beach, Milan Jurkovic.
Hi, Steve. Milan. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm very encouraged, and yet we've got a need we have to meet. I came on the air 2 days ago and said that we were down by two-thirds in donations from the previous month.
Okay.
And, well, We received $127,000 in 2 days toward the $180,000 shortfall.
Wow, that's a praise.
It is, and I want to thank everybody who has given. So many of you said, I did what I had been meaning to do. I did what I've been meaning to do, and I love that. But we've got a $53,000 need to meet today. This need is there because because of taxes and April 17th this year, I think people were focused on that and just the bottom fell out. And so now we're in jeopardy of not being able to pay, and we've got these stations that are kind of on the bubble here. Atlanta, WNIV, Boston, WEZE, Chicago, WYLL, Colorado Springs, KGFT, Dallas, KWRD, Washington, D.C., WAVA, Denver, KRKS, Los Angeles, KKLA, Louisville, Kentucky, WFIA, Omaha, KCRO, Orlando, WTLN, Oxnard, KDAR, Philadelphia, WFIL, Pittsburgh, WORD, Sacramento, KFIA, San Francisco, KFAX, Seattle, KGNW. Now, these are our major stations. Most of our support comes in from these stations, but we won't be able to stay on the other stations if we go off of these stations, because this is where most of our support comes from. So it's really important to us that we raise this extra $53,000 today. You can give online at newlife.com. There's a big button there, and the online giving has been absolutely phenomenal. And so all I need are some more of you to do what you've been meaning to do. And today especially to bridge this, because I think a lot of people that are the $10, $20, $30 givers, I think you've given. And now we need some people to come along and respond to Henry Cloud's challenge of supporting us with $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000. That's what I really need. I need literally six people to say, I can do that. I can do $10,000. That's not a big deal to me. The lady that gave $10, who's on a fixed income and couldn't afford it, major sacrifice. But now we need some $10,000 gifts and $5,000 gifts and $1,000 gifts from people that maybe it just wouldn't be a problem at all, but it would fix this need and we would be able to pay this bill and stay on the air. And I hope I never have to do another program like this. We certainly won't tomorrow, because it's Good Friday. We want to focus on Easter and Good Friday. So call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com and help us.
You think I'm a great person, full of life and fun to be around. You say you love me, but if you knew what was going on in my head, I don't think you'd love me anymore. I saw my first girly magazine when I was 7, and I was hooked. I look at porn every chance I get. I've tried to stop over and over again. Sometimes it works for a couple days, but then I fall right back into my old ways.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I want to stop. I need help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here, and I want to go right to the phones. The phones have lit up here, so that's very hopeful to me. Let's talk with Ed from Orlando, Florida, listening on WTLN. Hello there.
Hello, Steve. I just want to make a comment. I don't believe all single people are cheap, so I'm putting out a challenge. I'm going to give $100 today, and I believe there's at least 5,000 other singles that could afford not having some bad dates with all the great wisdom you guys provide, and that would help push us over the top. So I'm encouraging all single people, let's make that phone ring, let's make a $100 donation, and let's show Steve that singles aren't cheap.
Oh, Ed, thank you so much. You know, the statistics just show that that singles, for somehow they kind of think that people that are married or something are going to take care of it, and the percentage is lower. But I would love to see the singles that listen to this show, and a lot of you do because of dating advice and things like that, recovery from divorce. If you've been there, you know how tough that is. But respond to Ed's challenge, and let's see if we can get 500 singles at $100 each. That would really, really help. So please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go online at newlife.com. Thank you, Ed, so much for that.
You're welcome. Thank God for the resurrected.
Amen. Amen. I think you said resurrected Christ. Is that right?
I think he's gone.
I think he got cut off there. Let's talk to Paul. Paul is calling us. I don't know where Paul is calling from. Oh, Sparks, Nevada. Listens on Sirius Satellite Radio. He's one of our truckers. We love you, truckers. Yeah, Paul, how you doing?
Oh, doing real good.
Great.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can barely. It sounds like you got a handkerchief over the phone, but we can hear you.
No, I'm on a Bluetooth.
Okay. All right. Well, what did you want to say today, Paul?
Well, I wanted to. I donated $100 Tuesday, and
yes,
I want to make a challenge
you.
To all the other truck drivers that listen to either match it or beat it.
Match it or beat it. You truckers, you know we love you. We did our truck stop program. We're going to do some more. I would really appreciate it if you could come alongside us right now and help us out here. You can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or when you pull over, go online to newlife.com. Paul, thank you for that. I really appreciate it, my friend.
Yeah, we really appreciate listening to y'all on the radio and stuff.
Thanks,
thanks
Paul.
Thanks for your gift. And then thanks for that challenge. Let's go over here to Don from Scranton, Pennsylvania. WRGN is the station. Hi, Don.
Hi, Steve. Good to hear you.
Well, it's good to hear you. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, and I hope we're all going to be doing better. And I'm calling in to put out a challenge that I will match up to $500 for the people who will call in to give gifts. I want to prove some scripture. I've been a tither since the 1970s, and been under the teaching of preachers who teach about tithing. And as for me, as a school teacher for 40 years, raised a family. And I've been at that place where there was too much month left at the end of the of the checking account.
Been there many times, my friend.
Where a lot of people are today.
Yeah.
And I start tithing. I didn't believe in it. I thought that was a bunch of bunk. But some things that were pointed out, and I hope I'm not preaching to the choir. You guys know all these things, but in Malachi, the 3rd chapter, the 10th verse, I hope some people will look at this today and pray about matching my gift.
All right, let me read that.
$10 at a time, $25 at a time, or whatever.
Okay, let me read Malachi 3:10. It says, "Bring to the storehouse a full tenth of what you earn, so there will be food in my house. Test me in this. I will open the windows of heaven for you and pour out all the blessings you need." That's Malachi 3:10. And if anybody's thinking, well, that's just an Old Testament concept, you know, if you look over there in Matthew, you find Jesus saying to the Pharisees, of course you should tithe. Jesus said that, came out of his mouth. He said they also ought to be taking care of other people and showing their love in other ways. But here's Don saying he'll match up to $500. So if you can, call and say, I want to participate with Don in his match. And for every dollar you give, it'll be worth $2. So thank you, Don. God bless you, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
Really appreciate you calling.
You know, Steve, it's interesting in that passage, God says, if you don't give, you're robbing me.
Yes.
Of something that's truly owed to me. And the reason it's owed to God is because he gives us everything. He gives us the sun, the rain, the seasons, the cycles. He gives us our provision. And he says that really tithing is an acknowledgement of his provision for us. And in reality, to not give back to him, he says, God says, we're robbing him. And so yeah. I love Don's point, and I think we need to all be thinking, how can we be really loving the Lord by giving back to him a portion of what he's given to us?
Well, here we've had someone with a $500 challenge. We've had truckers challenged and mm-hmm. singles challenged. And I'm just reading here a note from yesterday. The lady who gave $10 but is on a fixed income is challenging other people on a fixed income to just donate $10, if nothing else, to show your support. And so I really appreciate that. And let's go over here to Brian, who's calling us from Salisbury, Maryland, and he listens on WOLC. Hey, Brian.
Good afternoon, Mylon and Steve.
Hi.
How you doing?
How are you, Brian?
Doing real well. Hey, you know what? I wasn't calling to issue a challenge, but I loved the single caller a few minutes ago who challenged all the singles to send $100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the reason why I find that interesting is we're Club New Life members, and I we're sending an extra gift this month. It just happens to be $200.
Cool.
Okay. All right.
So here's the challenge. I can do that kind of math. That means every couple out there might meet my challenge and do $200.
That would make all the difference in the world.
Let's show the singles we can do that. But I also just wanted to, and I also appreciate the man who spoke on tithing. And I'd like to suggest to people who are either not giving regularly or perhaps might be between churches. This might be people who have given in the past, but particularly if you're not in a church situation, you might not be giving.
Yeah.
And I would just urge you, don't get out of the giving habit. And if you don't have a place to send it or to give it right now, send it to New Life Ministries. There's not a better place that they could make make a gift, or to make a gift of a tithe to God's work. Mm.
That's a great idea, Brian. Thank you so much. That's a perfect
challenge.
And then I also just need to remind everybody what you've been hearing for the last few days, because we were in this boat. Okay, we waited way too long. Listened for probably 10 years. Joined Club New Life about a year and a half ago, and you know, we have been blessed so much through the program, through the books, including Mylon's book, through New Life Weekend last year. We are New Life aficionados, mm-hmm. but we're also privileged to be a part of Club New Life. Please give, folks. Please give.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brian. You're a blessing to me, to us today, And I hope that others will come alongside, and as a couple, maybe you could accept this challenge of $200 a couple. That would be absolutely amazing. I just got a note that this gentleman who offered the $500 challenge is 80 years old, and I'm sure he could use that just to, you know, help with medical expenses in later years. And here he is supporting us with $500 if you'll match it. So thank you so much. You know, I just want to say that maybe this is the time right now, in faith, to pick up the phone and call us and say, okay, I'm going to be a part of this. I'm not going to stand on the sidelines. For 2 days, people have been calling us and helping us, and we're two-thirds of the way there. If you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to the website. It's so easy to give there at newlife.com.
Steve?
Yes, sir, Milan.
You know, it's interesting what Brian just said. He said, we listened for 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
And then it wasn't until a year and a half ago that we decided to become Club New Life members. And this illustrates our point. There are a lot of people who really enjoy the show, love it, enjoy it freely, and then one day it dawns on them, maybe I should give something back. And
right.
If we could shorten that distance down, you know, the gap between the learn, you know, starting to listen and shorten the distance instead of it being 8.5 years, it, you know, maybe it's like somebody who's on the line here who after 6 weeks she goes, it's changed my life listening to this show. So
yeah.
I think Brian's point is a great point.
Well, thank you, Brian, for that. I want to talk with Judy from San Jose. She listens on KFAX. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Steve. Boy, I can sure tell that I'm in good company. I've been on hold and listening, and at every caller it just gets a little more exciting. I'm very optimistic. Hope you are, too.
I am.
And wanted to thank you for years and years and years of great ministry. Both my husband and I want to voice our commitment to you to support New Life just indefinitely. Till the Lord calls us home, we'll be on your support list. We just learned so much from you, and we've really been equipped to meet life where rubber meets the road. That's quoting J. Vernon McGee.
And absolutely.
I'm in that KFAX listening area, and our station is, as you know, is one of those in jeopardy. And I had a very frightening thought concerning that. There have been some ministries recently, last couple of years, as the economy falters, that have gone off KFAX, and they've been replaced and with short-lived ministries. The expenses are so high. And my thought is, if we lose you as we lose Christian programming, there's not a real competition to get on the radio because the rates are so high. Those time slots are being filled with infomercials, and that's an awful replacement for God's principles.
Wow, Judy, words. That's a great insight.
Thank you, Judy.
I'm putting out a challenge to not just KFAX listeners in the Bay Area, but all over this country. We got to stand up, and, you know, there's nothing so clean and really pleasant as when I, except Bible study, of course, when I sit at my table and I write out my tithe checks. My husband does too, and this just is a joy to give to the Lord's work. So we got to stand behind New Life.
Thank you, Judy. I really appreciate that. Love you too. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy.
So there's a challenge to you KFAX listeners. I hope and pray that you can respond. We love KFAX, and we want to be on there for a very, very long time. If you have a story to tell, if you want to encourage others to give, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-229-3000. It's 1-800-229-3000 to join us on the air. We're in the studio right now, 1-800-229-3000. Now, you can also call and support us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to the website, newlife.com.
Steve?
Newlife.com. Yeah.
Judy made a point. She said the show has equipped her, and she and her husband. And that concept of equipping in the Bible is building up the weak points in each one of us, and we all have weak points. The word to build up or equip actually is used in the Gospels to mend nets. As fishermen would fish, they get holes in the nets and they'd mend them. So we all have holes in us that need to be mended up, and that's what New Life does. It's a mending ministry to patch up the holes.
It sure is. It sure is. If you can help us, please, 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the phone number to call. The stations that we're really struggling with all, because if these stations don't make it, there are stations in Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Colorado Springs, Dallas, Washington, D.C., Denver, Los Angeles, Louisville, Omaha, Orlando, Oxnard, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Sacramento, San Francisco, and Seattle. Those are the stations that we really need to support. We are two-thirds of the way there. Do what you've been meaning to do. In faith, pick up the phone right now and just call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and say, okay, I'm in, at whatever level you can help us. Or go to the website, newlife.com. Do it on your smartphone, your iPhone. There's a button there to support us. We'll be back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. You know, we had a phone call yesterday from a general manager of one of the stations, and he said, I don't want you guys off of this station, and he became a supporter of New Life.
Wow.
And so we've really had a great response like that. We're two-thirds of the way there. Could you just continue? Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you want to know where we are on the website, newlife.com. If you want to talk about your gift or challenge people, 1-800-229-3000. We received in 2 days $127,000 in gifts from you. And then now we need $53,000 from the rest of you, from those who, for whatever reason, you've been meaning to, but you didn't do it yesterday. Would you do it today? Or you didn't do it the day before? I can't come back on tomorrow. I want to focus on Easter. I want to focus on Good Friday tomorrow. And I want to focus on your call. So please, just in faith, do what God's been calling you to do. Mylon, I'm having a hard time seeing the phone bank right now. Can you pick a phone call
sure.
for us to go to?
Let's go to Kathy in Dallas. She has a great story to tell us.
Hello?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I'm so excited to talk to you guys.
Well, we're glad you want to talk to us.
Well, I started listening to your program about 6 weeks ago, and my life has been somewhat changed. I'm happy to say, just from listening to a problem with another caller, something that Steve said opened my eyes, and I thought, oh, that's why I've been having this problem all my life.
Wow. Well, what was the big insight?
So it was really cool thing, and some healing took place through that, and I'm very excited about what you guys do. And I just want to say that, you know, a lot of times when we go to counsel with people, we sort of put them on a pedestal and think that they're higher than we are, and you guys come across as just one of us, and I think that is a very effective way of counseling with people. You've even talked about, you know, your own problems in life, and I think that we have to feel that people who lead us really do understand, you know, where we've been and where we're coming from, and I think you guys do a very effective job of that.
Thank you so much. What was the big insight you got that changed things?
Well, all of my life I have been attracted to men that were tall and smoked cigarettes and cussed like a sailor and drank beer. And were sort of a Western-style person. Mm-hmm. And I married a guy just like that, and we were married 33 years, and over that time he had become alcoholic, and so finally he decided he wanted to get out of our marriage, and so I just politely let him out. And that was 11 years ago. And it was probably one of the worst periods of my life to go through. It took a lot. It took about 7 years for me to come into full forgiveness to him. Mm. And to overcome a lot of other problems that I had internally.
What was the insight that you got?
I'm sorry?
What was the insight that you got that helped you?
Well, you were talking to a lady one day about why she was choosing the wrong people, the wrong men. And I got to thinking about that and thinking about the men that I was attracted to. And I had recently met a guy that was the total opposite of that.
Yeah.
And I'm not physically attracted to him, but I'm very attracted to those things, his personality, that are totally opposite of what I have always been attracted to.
Well, Kathy,
and so I gave myself permission to like a different kind of person.
That's a great insight, right there.
I appreciate that. Well, I wish we had more time, but it's always good to know what people respond to on the air. Thank you, Kathy. I'm glad you listened 6 weeks. Said her life has been changed because of just one thing, and that happens every single day from what we hear. Let's talk to Mimi from Redding, California, listening on XM. And by the way, Mimi, before I go to you, I want to remind people, if you don't want to go online at newlife.com or call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, you can drop us a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92651. P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92651. Mimi, how are you today?
Hey, good. Hey, I've been listening to you guys for over 20 years, and I'm a Christian women's speaker throughout California and other areas, and I just have used so much of the wisdom that I've gained from your show over the years, and I do give you credit. But sometimes I just use it. But I'm just so thrilled to be able to get you on XM, because up here in the Redding area, we don't have a station that could pick you up. And if I didn't have satellite, I couldn't get you. And so I'm kind of challenging the other Christian leaders. I have got more than the $25 I was able to give today, but I've got much more than that out of the wisdom that you guys have imparted, and I just challenge other Christian women speakers and also to do the same thing.
Thank you, Mimi. Anybody else, if you have a challenge or a story, 1-800-229-3000, or you could come along and help us get the other two-thirds of the way. We need $53,000 to come in today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. newlife.com, there's a button there that you push. It's very easy to give online, and we're so grateful to everybody that's come through for us to get us two-thirds of the way here. We really do appreciate it. You know, the bottom just fell out of April and because of taxes or whatever, and we're down two-thirds from the previous month, and we really need your help. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense, and I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My clothes are falling off of me. People are making comments. I would pick up my food. I was running every day, 6 miles a day. And I got to the point where I was afraid to drink water because I didn't want to gain water weight.
10 million women and girls have eating disorders. Anorexia or bulimia isn't a diet, it's a disease.
My parents knew then that something had to be done immediately.
New Life's Eating Disorders Treatment Clinic can help.
You see that everybody that works there loves God and is wanting to help you.
For more information about our eating disorder treatment clinic, call New Life today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Find hope for your child to begin healing and embrace life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I decided that I wanted to work with eating disorders and help save people's lives on a daily basis.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I know that with God and Renuta that my life was spared.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and I'm talking with Connie from KGNW. Hi, Connie. Welcome to New Life.
Hi, Connie.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
I'm not a little bit nervous, am I? Hi, Steve. Hi, Mylan.
Hi, Connie. Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
And I'm just thrilled to be able to call and share with you guys how much of a blessing you've been to me. I'm a marriage and family therapist, and I was telling the gal that was interviewing me that I probably use your materials, my library is full of your books, more than I do the training that I got when I went to college.
Mm. Oh, wow. Thank you.
Because
really
it's practical,
appreciate
it's usable, it's spiritual, you know. And
well,
so,
let me take that and just challenge other clinicians. If you're giving, please help us. If you use our materials, please help us to stay on the air as Connie's doing. So God bless you, Connie. Thank you for that.
It's good to hear from you, Connie.
Hi. I love your new book, Mylan. I've recommended it to everybody. So
yay.
Thanks, Connie.
Up.
How
Thanks
we love
so
our kids is the new one, and how we love is the old one, kind of. Anyway, if you're a therapist, please come alongside us and help us, if at all possible. I want to talk to Linda from Royersford, Pennsylvania, WBYN. There's a station that we had to go off of for a while. Linda, how are you?
I'm fine. I've just recently come across the station again. I am blind. I've been blind for a long time, and I do my listening through the radio and on CDs, and I have my ear to the radio every day. I was in a long-time marriage with a non-Christian man, and it became very violent I have three grandchildren. Okay. I left 5 years ago. I left him. I was raised Catholic. I believe I'm a really good Christian. I've raised my children to believe in the Lord. Since I have left my husband, my children have turned away from me, in a sense, and blame me for the wrong things that went wrong in our marriage.
Mm. But you listen on WBYN now.
Yes, I do.
Well, that's wonderful.
And I have since gotten housing, and I got a shock just yesterday. In housing, you have a recertification every year. I live alone, and I'm in public housing, and they told me that my rent is going to be doubled. My income hasn't doubled, but my rent is going to double.
Wow. Wow.
What I'm saying to my, I was just sitting here and I said, I need to call and give $100 for any woman or man that has gotten out of a non-Christian marriage and would like to give to the station, because I've gotten a lot of good information about feeling guilty and being blamed and other things. So I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Linda.
Linda, that's a great story.
I'm going to challenge other people who've had their rent doubled to give us $100. There's a great challenge. But if you've been helped in your marriage, or understanding that when the marriage ended, life did not end, please call us and help us. I want to talk with Suzanne from Philadelphia. WFIL is the station she listens to. But before I talk with Suzanne, I want to read you the stations that are really in jeopardy here. It's Atlanta, WNIV, Boston, WEZE, Chicago, WYLL, Colorado Springs, KGFT, Dallas, KWRD, DC, WAVA, Denver, KRKS, Los Angeles, KKLA, Louisville, Kentucky, WFIA, Omaha, KCRO, Orlando, WTLN, Oxnard, KDAR, Philadelphia, WFIL, Pittsburgh, WORD, Sacramento, KFIA, San Francisco, KFAX, and Seattle, KGNW. If you can help us stay on these stations, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, go to newlife.com, or write us at P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92651. And if you don't have the right letters on your cell phone, it's 1-800-639-5433. Now let's talk to Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne. Welcome.
Hi. Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
We're doing
okay
today. We're encouraged, but
we're
in need.
I listened to you guys the other day, and you sounded so down, Steve. And I called my husband at work, and I said, oh, no, New Life is in jeopardy, because we do listen to you guys. Mm-hmm. And that I found your station about 2 years ago here, maybe three, and found out through various friends that you guys have a big grouping, so we'll be talking, oh, did you hear that on The Boys? Oh, yeah, yeah, that was great. Did you hear this one out? So I'm a stay-at-home mom, so we really use a lot of the advice, and it's just been really great. So anyways, I called my husband, and he said, okay, we'll look at the budget and see what we can do. So last night, I reminded him at dinner, and we sat down, and we donated online.
Oh, that's great. Oh,
thank you.
So
thank
when
you,
I heard
Suzanne.
Today that you had, I think, 157,000 come in,
127,000.
Yeah,
people
it is a
new responding,
day.
So just be encouraged.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you so much.
That's so meaningful to us. That she would sit down and be purposeful, call her husband and say, we have to do something. Just taking that personal responsibility to not leave it up to somebody else.
Right.
I must
that's
do
right.
something.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate that. And, you know, many of you have been meaning to give for years, and this would be the time to do it. Just pick up the phone. You don't have to pick up the phone. Just put it in your ear. You have it. You've already picked it up. You're carrying it around with you. Call us at 1-800-229-3000. Let's talk with Chris from Ontario, California. Listens on Sirius Satellite Radio. He's a trucker. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm great, Steve, but I'm from Ontario, Canada.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for clarifying. How could we help you today?
The reason I'm calling is I took up this trucking career almost 3 years ago, and I discovered you guys shortly thereafter when I got on the satellite. And you've been with me through a lot of despair, marital problems, and even separation and the near death of my wife.
Mm.
And we are reconciled.
Great.
And we're going to your weekend in D.C., but can't afford it. So we've postponed and are going to see you in Philadelphia.
Wonderful. I look forward to seeing you there.
And as a longtime listener, well, relatively long, I feel obligated. And though I can't afford anything these days, my next paycheck gets $100 to you. And
you.
More specifically, I want to send a challenge to everyone who listens. Apparently, you have 2 million listeners.
Yes.
And here's what I have devised to do today. When I get home, I'm going to sit down at the computer. I'm going to write a short letter to all of my contacts in my email and ask them each, whether they're Christian or not, to support a little bit of goodness in the world.
Wow.
Mm. Thank
you. And send $2, only $2. And if you have every listener now who's given to the same thing and send it to all their contacts and ask them to send it to all of their contacts, it's conceivable that people putting 8 quarters in an envelope times millions could settle you guys.
Well, you know why that's fantastic, Chris, is that every gift is important to us, and I really appreciate this. I appreciate the challenge, and so glad that you clarified you listen up in Canada. It's just wonderful to be able to be heard on Sirius and XM up there. So God bless you there. And let's go over here. Let's talk with Debbie from Noblesville, Indiana. Debbie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing okay.
Good. Thanks, Debbie.
Well, I'm calling. I'm actually a member of Heartland Church in Fishers, Indiana.
Yay.
Where we're lucky to have Steve as our stunt pastor. And
the stunt pastor teaching pastor.
Calling, sorry?
The stunt pastor teaching pastor.
Yeah, the teaching pastor.
Stunt
correct.
Pastor.
but anyway, I'm calling because I wanted to join New Life and pledge to give $50 a month for your organization.
You.
And I
thank
also
you.
Want to ask or ask the congregation.
Hold on, we'll get that answer.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense, and I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, everybody. Max Licato here. You know, I've been a pastor for over 25 years, and in the process, I've been fortunate to cross paths a few times with Steve Arterburn and his team at New Life. And I can tell you for a fact that these are good people doing real ministry work where the rubber meets the road. One of the ways they help people is through their New Life Weekend. The Apostle Paul writes about finding the transformation that comes from the renewing of your mind. That's what these folks at New Life specialize in. Whether you struggle with anger, unforgiveness, depression, grief, boundaries issues. Maybe you've never worked through the pain of a past abortion. Maybe you need a marriage tune-up. Maybe your marriage is in crisis. Listen, these good people can help you. Call them today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 and ask about the New Life Weekend.
Find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. And Debbie from Noblesville, who's a member of my church in Heartland, you were going to challenge some people there, Debbie.
Yep, yeah, I was going to challenge the members of Heartland to sign up today to be a member either for New Life or just a one-time donation of I donated $50, and I'm going to do that every month, but I'd like to challenge our members at our church to try to donate that or whatever they can do.
Thank you, Debbie. God bless you. I really appreciate
this. Thank you for the program. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
She's a member of both my families there. And, you know, we just checked on what's going on, and we're not getting as many calls as we did yesterday and the day before. And so if you've been meaning to ever do this, would you please accept the challenges and call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. Let's go to Jenny in Dallas, Texas, KWRD.
Hello.
Hi, Jenny. Hi.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
Well, we're
well,
good.
We're doing
Thanks
all right.
for calling
yes.
us, Jenny.
Yeah. Good. Well, I've been listening for about, 12 years.
Wow.
And I love you guys. I've gained so much insight and wisdom from listening to you all. And I just wanted to make a donation of $1,000.
Wow.
$1,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jenny. Oh, my goodness.
That's so sweet.
We can do that. And so I'd like to do that for you guys. And I don't really have any challenges, but I would... Like, you know, if people have it in their heart and their heart is sitting on them to give, I would just ask that they would just do it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And really appreciate this. God bless you. And anybody else, you know, today we really need some large gifts to make up for not as many phone calls coming in. Please, if it's five, if it's 50,000, if it's 10,000, if it's 1,000, please call us. No gift is insignificant. Whether you're giving 50 a month, like Debbie just decided to, that's huge to us. And so please, no matter what, it's the website, newlife.com, or the phone, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Tracy from Ardmore, Oklahoma, is calling, listens on KWRD. Hello there, Tracy.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing
great.
Fine, Tracy.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to make a donation of $100 and then challenge people who have been helped by all of you like I have and now the people that I talk to and recommend either your show or either your radio show through Dallas or your television show. I was helped immensely by the written materials that you put out. I was raised in an abusive home, severely abusive, and I married a severely abusive man.
Oh,
and,
Tracy, that's so sad.
But God led me to a Christian counselor who started me out with boundaries. His first question to me was, what's your favorite color? And my answer was, what is the criteria for a favorite color? Because he said I had been pleasing people so much my entire life, I had lost who I was. And so over a seven-year period, I read Boundaries Workbook, Hiding from Love, Changes That Heal, How People Grow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally the entire library. And went through counseling and then started leading boundaries groups at my church. And then I moved to Oklahoma, and now I come across people that are hurting. And I just recommend that they listen to you and get your...
Oh, we lost her. I don't know. She went off, but
I'll go back. Let's
see if we can go back.
Tracy, finish that sentence.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, finish that sentence.
Okay. I said that I tell people that you need to dig inside because I have a life that's completely changed. I have boundaries. I have a very happy Christian man, and I'm in a relationship with him. And I am not the same person that I used to be. And I always tell people I can't go back and be put into that old wineskin. So I just wanted to give $100 and thank you for what you do, and thank you for writing those books, because God used you powerfully in my life.
Well, Tracy, thank you so much. I really appreciate this, and I hope that, you know, some other folks will come alongside. If you've been blessed by New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE to be on the air, 1-800-229-3000 to be on the air, 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can support us, and newlife.com is the website. Phyllis from Columbia, Missouri, KMFC is the station. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Hi, Phyllis.
I want to, I'm going to, okay, back up. I've been a, like, Club New Life member since before there was New Life, Club New Life, because I've been giving for so long. And I'm going to do, like you asked at Christmas, to give a 13th month contribution.
Thank you.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you, Phyllis.
You
Thank
all
you so
have
much.
Meant so much to me and my friends that join me in the emotional health ministry. And I want to thank Mylan, first of all, for coming to Columbia and speaking to Woodcrest on how we love. By the way, Steve, he plays a mean air guitar.
He does. I know that about him, and he does a lot of things really, really well. Phyllis, I'm about out of time, but
I'm a soaring sister. That's all I want to get by.
Oh, great! So, come visit with us in San Diego. She means Soaring Sisters. One of our people in the recovering with Lose It for Life, and just a great group of gals that still get together years later. All right, I'm almost out of time. I want to thank one of my favorite people in the world, and that is Alexandria. Just called to give $2,000. I'm
wow.
just asking you if there's any way you can give $1,000 or $2,000 that you would please do it. Now, I want to read to you Luke 6:38, and then I want to talk to you a little bit here. Give and you will receive. You will be given much, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It will spill into your lap. The way you give to others is the way God will give to you. Now, I want to tell you something. There are not two kinds of people. Those that don't give and have a lot of things that are they're blessed with, and then those that give and have no things that they're blessed with. I find that the people that have found a way to be a giver in their life are not only happier, more satisfied, but they're greatly blessed. And whatever they don't have, if they don't have something, they don't miss it anyway. Their heart's in the right place. And I'm asking you to come alongside us here. We raised $127,000 in 2 days, which is amazing. Thank you for that. But we need some larger gifts today because fewer people are calling. Maybe fewer people listen on Thursday. I don't know what it is. But please call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to our website, newlife.com, and push the Give button and support us if you can so that we can stay on in Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Colorado Springs, Dallas, D.C., Denver, L.A., Louisville, Omaha, Orlando, Oxnard, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Sacramento, San Francisco, and Seattle. You can also, if you want to drop a check in the mail, 1-800-6-1-800, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92651. P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92651. The phone number, 1-800-639-5433. We've never done three programs like this before. I hope we don't ever have to do it again. We've never been in this place before where things fell apart that quickly. So please help us if you can. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. That's the website. That's the phone number. 1-800-639-5433. Thank you, Mylan, for being with me. Thanks
Thank
to
you,
all
Steve.
Who gave, who give. Pray for us. Pray that we'll get there. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.